This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
It is the deadliest one-man massacre in American history, yet already among the most forgotten. It's been just a month since Stephen Paddock killed 58 people in Las Vegas. For weeks, we've been asking basic questions about what happened, most of which remain unanswered tonight. What was Paddock's motive for the shooting? How did authorities possibly allow his house to be burgled? Why was Paddock's computer hard drive missing, and why did it take so long for us to learn it was missing? Why did security guard Jesus Campos travel to Mexico just days after the shooting, despite being a key witness, and why did authorities refuse to talk about that? Why have Campos' subsequent appearances been so closely managed by his employer, MGM? And more than anything, what's the actual timeline of this shooting? What happened and when did it happen? And why in the world is it still so hard to get a straight answer about that? Well, to these long-standing questions, we can add a few more tonight. Why did we only learn today from the Clark County Sheriff that Paddock's girlfriend could be withholding important information in this case? If, in fact, she knows more than she's saying, why isn't she being interviewed right now? We also discovered today that a police officer accidentally fired his gun in Paddock's hotel suite on the night of the shooting. How did that happen? Guns don't often accidentally discharge. They're accidentally fired. What exactly were the circumstances of this firing? Now, we're not trying to push a wild conspiracy theory here. It's possible the Trilateral Commission was involved, but the more likely and, in fact, far more terrifying explanation is incompetence. The people running this case don't really know what they're doing. You hate to conclude something like that, but it's becoming hard not to, especially when you consider the Las Vegas case in its larger context. This is not the only federal investigation that has shaken public confidence recently. Consider some of the others. The FBI had Omar Mateen under surveillance for 10 months, and yet somehow didn't hinder his planning or execution of the Pulse nightclub massacre. The FBI was also apparently aware of New York City killer Saifullo Saipov, Fort Hood shooter Nadal Hassan, Boston bomber Tamerlan Tsarnaev, and a list of other killers, but failed to stop any of their attacks. How come? The FBI famously investigated Hillary Clinton's email server for more than a year, during which time, for some reason, the Bureau gave immunity to several top aides for no obvious reason, and failed to tape record key interviews. Why is that? Speaking of emails, the FBI never examined the DNC's email server after it was supposedly hacked. Instead, they just accepted the claim of a private contractor employed by the Democratic Party that the hacking was the work of the Russian government. Why didn't one of the Bureau's many tech teams conduct its own investigation of a matter this important and politically sensitive? Meanwhile, in case after case, the FBI's supposedly incorruptible white-collar division has leaked sensitive details of current investigations to the press. How does behavior like that restore public confidence in federal law enforcement? It doesn't, of course, and it shouldn't. We have a right to be worried about the FBI. There is no more powerful federal agency in this country. They can read your email. They can root through your bank records. They can break down the front door of your house and arrest you in front of your children. Lying to them is a federal crime. We need to be absolutely certain the FBI is worthy of the power we give them. What is happening in Las Vegas right now is one of many reasons to wonder if they are.
Well, it's a drop-your-mic moment, really. He summed it up perfectly, and the lack of confidence that we're having toward the FBI throughout all this stuff, you know, whether it has to do with the DNC and the stuff that's been coming out here recently with Hillary Clinton, Donna Brazile's reveal as well. You know, and the whole Vegas thing, we were talking with William Owens, whose, you know, Shift into Greatness trek is going to start out of Vegas. Still many, many questions, and timelines have been confused, and now you find out there's been there was also a couple of police officers supposedly on the same floor as the Mandalay Bay security guard who was shot. You know, it's just, I don't know. I feel like, you know, like Tucker, you know, hit the nail on the head here in terms of the confusion that we have towards Vegas and why it's taken so long. And, it, of course, when you have this kind of vacancy of information, it really does lead to a lot of conspiracies, doesn't it?
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, sometimes it's healthy to stop, as my old friend would say. He's not really that old. It just seems that way. We've been around forever. He'd always tell me, you know, you gotta stop yourself before you wreck yourself. Sometimes we just go too fast for the conditions in life, you know, so it's time to slow down every once in a while. Rabbi Jonathan Bernis joins us now. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk, and the rabbi and I have been good friends over the years, and I've always appreciated his perspective, and especially when we talk of things of the Bible and the Word of God, because he understands a part of the culture that is so important for us, for those of us who consider ourselves to be theologians and want to understand, you know, the nuances of particularly the Old Testament and some of the Jewish traditions. And Jonathan has been such a blessing to me. As the president and CEO of the Jewish Voice Ministries International, it's Jonathan Bernis time right here on Bill Martinez Live. Rabbi, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice again.
Hey, always good to hear you. And I want to talk about your brand spanking new book, Unlocking the Prophetic Mysteries of Israel, Seven Keys to Understanding Israel's Role in the End Times. The end times topic is coming up more and more. I mean, even to the point, Jonathan, where you have Billy Graham, who has not really made much commentary on end time prophecy. His focus has been on, as you know, on the ministry of Jesus Christ and the cross. That has been his heart, that's been his passion, his legacy. But even most recently, we heard Billy Graham saying he believes that we are in the end of the end times.
Isn't that interesting? In the twilight of his life,
almost 99. He's looking at 90. Yeah,
yes,
exactly. Yeah,
and I think this is the Lord saying, you know, people get ready. My people get ready. Wake up. Be alert, and don't be boiled like the frog in the water that's getting hotter and hotter and hotter.
Exactly. And what I've discovered with prophecy is it is a bit of an onion skin experience, and you will have certain layers come off, and in God's perfect timing, they're always revealed at the right time. And so when you talk about unlocking the prophetic mysteries of Israel, it's because God has given you the key to open that which heretofore has been closed.
Absolutely. And I feel God's called me to deal with a very specific area of the last days that I don't think is talked about enough among Bible teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not just the state of Israel being restored and Jerusalem being restored, but understanding God's whole redemptive plan, how this all fits together, and why there is going to be an end times, and what is going to be accomplished, and where we will we end up as we go through this. That's the kinds of things I'm focusing on. And Bill, looking as a Jewish believer from the unique perspective of how does Israel, and when I talk about Israel, I'm talking about not just the land of Israel, but the people of Israel scattered throughout the world, play into this. Because there's things happening before our very eyes that are direct fulfillments of Bible prophecy. In fact, words that Jesus himself spoke about.
Exactly. Well, Jonathan, it is exciting, as you say, because when you really understand that we are on God's specific timeline, this isn't some kind of, you know, happenstance, circumstantial, you know, this might happen. This comes from God himself, who knows the beginning, you know, from the end, who has, you know, already fulfilled you know, like no other God. This, you know, I said, what other God tells you what's going to happen before it happens? And it's confirmed by its actual occurrence, just as he said it would happen. And we know when it comes to Bible prophecy, about 2/3 have already been fulfilled, 1,000%. So what are the chances that the remaining third are going to be fulfilled equally as well?
Pretty darn good, I would say. This is a plan that God has designed before the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just living out this epic. There are appointed times, divine seasons, and he's telling us as his people to be alert and awake to this, that there's mysteries that he wants us to understand. They may be mysteries to the world, but they are not supposed to be mysteries to the people of God.
And that is the difference. That's a clear-cut difference there, and that's what the way God separates those that he has designated and sanctified, dare I say, if you understand what that means when God sanctifies you, you are the called out ones for a specific purpose, right?
Exactly. And he said it this way, for those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, let them see and hear. And I believe God wants to include many more that are currently not paying attention, don't have good spiritual hearing or visibility to wake up and smell the coffee, so to speak.
Exactly. Exactly. And it really is, and I got to imagine as God was revealing this to you, Rabbi, that that this really brightened your heart and spirit, because whenever you go in the, you know, I say go in the throne room of God and get God's marching orders and revelation, that is life changing.
It absolutely is. It's exciting when you read things for the 100th time or 1,000th time, and suddenly the Spirit of God just brings it off the page, and you see something that you've never seen before, and come away knowing that you've been shown something from the Holy Spirit. That is an incredible experience.
Well, I want to tell you, this is what I'm sensing right now, and I've just instantly when we started talking, I'm just really excited to hear what God has revealed to you, because of what, you know, I just shared with you right now. I mean, it is so, so encouraging, and it, again, it reminds us, how much we matter to God. You know, that we're not just some, you know, minor experiment. This has been a plan that has been in motion since day one.
Absolutely. Human history, I believe, Bill, and this is my perspective in the book, that human history is about a God who creates man to be in absolute perfect relationship with him, absolute unity. The same kind of unity that we see in the triune nature of God, Father,
exactly.
Son, and Spirit.
Yeah.
And he wants to restore that.
Well, and so it will be done. And we're going to break down the seven keys to understanding Israel's role in the end times and what we need to be aware of as Rabbi Jonathan Bernis unlocks the prophetic mysteries of Israel. Stay with us. We've got more to discuss right here on Bill Martinez Live. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Stay right where you are. More from Rabbi Jonathan Bernis right after this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive.
So when you just can't face tomorrow, when you're down deep in sorrow, when your faith is on the edge, don't be afraid to stare, 'cause even if you fail to fly, he'll get you by.
it happens that way, right? You know, kind of what the rabbi was saying is that, you know, you can be reading a passage of Scripture hundreds of times, and then suddenly you have the Holy Spirit says, no, it's time for you. The time has come. You need to understand this passage. And you have, Jonathan, is, as you see in the Bible, the Salem moment, right? That moment, that stop sign that says stop and pause and really absorb what it is that God is sharing right now, because it's so profound. And, you know, and I want to have that Salem moment with you right now to talk about your new book, Unlocking the Prophetic Mysteries of Israel, Seven Keys to Understanding Israel's Role in the End Times. Rabbi Jonathan Bernis, friend and brother in Christ, is with us, and it's always good to be visiting with him, but especially exciting to hear more about these seven keys to understanding Israel's role in the end times. So take it away, Jonathan.
Well, Bill, are you ready for the ride here?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so for years and years, I have been looking at what the Bible says concerning the end of days.
Mm-hmm.
In that day, the prophet spoke of. And when I became a new believer back in 1980, there was a lot of eschatological expectation, and people thought Jesus was coming back any day.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be by 1988, because that was when the nation that saw these things would come to pass, when Israel had reached their 40th year, and then it was 50. So we've all heard dating. I think it's wrong. The Bible's clear that it's wrong to set a date, but the seasons we have to be aware of. There are seasons of, and I went back to the beginning, and I began to try to understand a little more clearly what was it like in the beginning. The Garden of Eden, what rabbis call Gan Eden, was an absolute paradise. Man was in perfect relationship with God. In fact, Bill, I found in Genesis 3:8 a really peculiar verse that says in the King James that Adam and Eve heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. Does that ring a bell?
Yes,
heard
absolutely.
The voice. Some translations say sound. Mm-hmm. Well, I look back to ancient rabbinic literature, to the Targum, something called the Targum, the Aramaic. The Aramaic language translations of the text, and they pointed out that this was the memra of the Lord, the word of the Lord.
Mm.
This is the kind of fellowship that existed in the Garden of Eden. That's not talking about a sound. That's the Messiah.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Christ walking in the garden among Adam and Eve. There's an incredible unity, echad, oneness, that existed, and then it completely falls apart with the fall of man, and everything changes. And I don't think we understand how radically things changed when Adam and Eve disobeyed God and were beguiled by the serpent. I believe that redemptive history, that biblical history, is all about moving back towards a restitution, a reconciliation, a revival of that first garden.
Exactly.
That is God's plan ultimately, and we've had divine times, seasons or periods of time, fullness of time, as the scripture calls it, when redemptive history moved us towards that returning to that place. We're living
it's a crying out of our very essence, and I would even think as much as heaven could be crying out, because something's missing.
Something is missing. Now, here's where the story...
Let me ask you something here real quick, because the thought came to mind. When judgment came on Adam and Eve at that moment, was it God or was it the Son of God that rendered judgment?
Well, that's a great question. This is a decree over Satan that he will die. I'm not, that's a very good, I actually haven't thought much about that.
I just, as you were talking, because I'm thinking, here, God himself is so holy that, you know, and this is why we need Jesus, the intermediary, to be that bridge to God, because Jesus was designed to take the hit, but God cannot.
Exactly.
And because of that, you know, just suddenly, as you and I were talking, I thought, I wonder if it couldn't, I don't know how it could be God himself, though it says God, but, you know, and when Moses wrote this and his understanding, you know, God is God, and, you know, there's still some nuance between the Elohim and, you know, and the Trinity, as you mentioned, and understanding and over the years. But I just, you know, just to hear you talk, the thought came to mind. So we'll chew on that.
Yeah, chew on that. Here's my understanding of what happened, though. Adam and Eve sin in the garden. Now death comes into the world in three forms.
Mm-hmm.
First, there's spiritual death.
Mm-hmm.
They're now separated from God, and they recognize their nakedness. Two, they begin the process of physical death because they were created to live in human form for eternity, and now physical death begins.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a long, long period to wind down from eternity to 900 to 1,000 years to 120 years to eventually 70 to 80 years. So
mm-hmm.
this is a long transition of death coming into the world, and then the death of the animal to cover the nakedness of Adam and Eve, because the fig tree didn't cut it.
Yes.
It didn't work. There had to be an atonement of an animal to provide a covering, because the life of the flesh is in the blood.
In the blood. You cannot without the shedding of blood, right?
That principle goes all the way back to Adam and Eve, and all this ties into what's ahead. So we come to Genesis 3:15, which I think is the foundation to everything, and I lay this out in the book as the foundation for understanding the prophetic role of Israel. God speaks, and I've understood to be the Father or the whole triune nature of God, whatever we have to chew on this,
mm-hmm.
decrees over the serpent. There will now be enmity, division between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. You will bruise his heel and he will crush your head. Many people listening have heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Scholars call this the proto-evangelion, the first good news in the scriptures. This is a promise of redemption, that the day would come when the seed of this woman would bring a death blow to the serpent, to Satan.
Right.
So that means, Bill, that Satan's been living under a death sentence since the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I believe he's been trying to escape that death sentence for millennia now.
Mm-hmm.
The seed of the woman is very interesting language, because the word seed in the Greek Septuagint is sperma. It's
mm-hmm.
the sperma of the woman. It really makes no sense because everywhere else the man brings the seed into the union.
Exactly.
So what's happened? It's the virgin birth. It's a revelation of the virgin birth, that through the virgin birth that one will come forth that will destroy the serpent.
Jonathan, sadly, we're out of time here. We just got started. We need to have you back so we can really get in. So all this is a prelude, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to keep you waiting a little bit longer. But I promise we'll have Rabbi Jonathan Bernis back with us because we're just barely getting into the seven keys to understanding Israel's role in the end times. This is good stuff here, Jonathan. See, remember, I said we needed to chew on this for a little bit. So
key one. We got a long ways to go.
A long ways to go. So we'll have Jonathan back. Stay with us. Rabbi Jonathan Bernis on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rabbi. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Lord bless you. You got it.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I've been to church, I've read the book. I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare. Open my eyes, and man, I swear, I saw God today.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, I gotta tell you, Rabbi Bernus, every time we get together, I told him, I said, you know, this is what happens between us. We get to talking about the things of God that we love so much, and we will have him back, and we'll do an entire hour because there's so much more. And I apologize to you that I left you on the edge of the seat, but the other thing you could do is get your hands on his book, which will be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and you will be greatly blessed. But I'm telling you, the other two parts will be forthcoming, and you know, we'll get you more information. But before then, get your hands on this book. Okay. All right. For those of us who have enjoyed the love and comfort of a dog, this is for you. Our next guest, Tom Baker, has worked in entertainment, radio, and TV for over 35 years as a writer, producer, editor for various production companies. He's worked on shows for A&E, Discovery, HGTV, Food Network, Travel Channel, and more. Currently executive producer, owner of TV production company Cobblestone Entertainment, LLC, out of Knoxville. He is a musician, published author, and public speaker. He's very active in his church. He has four kids and three rescue dogs, because four kids and three rescue dogs, including Mango, a rescue cat, and a fish. Because, I mean, you just got a regular zoo there, Tom Baker.
Yeah, it's never a dull moment in my house.
why not? I mean, you know, hey, we got dogs, we got fish, we got a cat, and everybody's happy. They all got to get along, right?
Well, they try.
Yeah.
And we feel, and we're referees.
Uh-huh. Well, I appreciate you coming on, and, you know, for those of us who have experienced the love and comfort of a dog especially, boy, they're just so unconditional. What is it about dogs?
Well, I've had, over the course of my life, I've counted, I've had 15 dogs.
Wow.
And just...
How do you handle, I mean, I know of this over a span. I mean, I remember my first dog that I had as a kid. It was so heartbreaking when he died that I said, I just can't, dogs can't, they just don't last long enough. How do you handle that? My heart, still aches from my first loss.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because they become family members.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, to me, watching Mango especially, I have learned a little more about dogs. I think I just watched closer. I mean, you think of what they represent.
Mm-hmm.
There's loyalty, forgiveness, there's trustworthiness, companionship, patience. But the big one, and you said it a minute ago, is the unconditional love.
Right.
I mean, if I were to put, and I wouldn't do this, but if I were to put my wife and my dog in the trunk and locked it for 10 minutes and opened it back up, which one would be glad to see me?
Well, it depends what it was that she had planned for you for locking her up. Oh, I'm happy to see you, honey. Come here. Boy, I've got something real special to share with you.
Yeah. Which one would lick and which one would bite?
Yes, exactly.
But dogs are so special. I mean, they just, it looks like, it appears to me, and that's what the book is about, is mm-hmm. that they have been assigned, that I believe God assigns dogs to give us a little glimpse of who he is. I mean, there's billions of glimpses of God.
Right.
But I think that they, I don't know, they give us an example of how we could and should live, and just a little about who God is.
Exactly. Well, the book that Tom is talking about, and we got into other parts of the intro, I forgot to mention, his brand new book, One Dog's Faith, How My Dog Helped Me Trust in God and Overcome Chronic Worrying. Tom, I had a dear friend, his son came up to me one day and says, you know, a dog spelled backwards is God. And, you know, and it was like one of those drop the mic moments. He just came in, made that announcement and exited stage left. I mean, no conversation other than that. But this is the way this kid was. He was rather precocious. He, you know, he'd come in and he'd give you things like that or just say, you know, I was really thinking that, you know, a six is really an upside down nine. And he'd leave the room. I mean, you know.
You've seen it all your life, but then it'll just, the light bulb goes off. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So here it is. So for him, it was, you know, a dog backwards is God. Okay.
So true.
Yeah.
Well, about 5 years ago, I went through a real difficult experience. I faced financial ruin. Mm-hmm. My business fell apart, and my wife tried to help me. My church would have helped me had I told anybody, but I really saw peace and a new perspective through my dog, Mango.
Wow.
And it was eye-opening.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I watched her, the more I realized what I was doing wrong. I let it get to me so bad. I lost 30 pounds due to the stress.
Wow.
Of this situation, and I allowed it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized all my life I've been worrying about things, and dogs don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs don't, they do not care about tomorrow.
Right.
They live in now, and they live in the moment, and they try to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss that.
So how did Mango teach you to stop worrying?
Well, the first thing was, living in the moment, and I just realized also that they take in the blessings. You know, one of her favorite things is to jump in the car and go. It doesn't matter where, as long as she gets to go.
Yes.
And she presses her nose up against the window and wants it to roll down, and she just takes in the blessings.
Right.
And that's one thing I forgot as well, as even in the midst of a terrible disaster, a terrible situation, there are blessings everywhere. God places them there just to remind us that it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm still here.
Well, you know, dogs teach you how to either ride motorcycles. Somebody once said the reason I ride a motorcycle, once you ride a motorcycle, you appreciate why dogs stick their head out the window. But, you know, even if you don't have a motorcycle, you stick your head out the window. You know, you watch it and you go, well, this is fun. And how liberating is it, right?
Open your eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
It open your eyes. God's there.
Right.
And it may be in the tiniest little thing, but he's there. But one thing else I learned from her. Was, I mean, dogs are the kind of creatures that love others more than themselves. One of the few creatures God made that actually do.
Yes.
And she serves. And, you know, she didn't have a lot to work with. But she really tries to, she protects us. She tries to just cheer us up when things are bad. When we feel sick, they lay down next to you. I mean, they do their best to try to help you. And that's one thing I missed as well, is even though I'm going through something difficult, if I go try to find somebody who's going through something more difficult than me, which is not hard to find, it takes my eyes and my perspective off of me and my problem,
exactly,
and on to somebody who needs help, who needs a shoulder, and that takes my worry level down as well.
Exactly, I like that Helen Keller saying. You know, I used to want a pair of shoes so badly until I saw somebody without any feet. You know, it does put things into perspective. You know, sometimes we can get so self-important and self-indulged that we miss out, right?
Well, yeah, but the magic is that even through the disaster, I have learned to find joy. And that's what I want to spread so much through this book and through talking, is just there's joy in life. God wants us to be fulfilled, not buried in our sorrow or our worry, but look up and say, this life is wonderful and fulfilling.
That is your strength, the joy of the Lord, right? And and thank you, Mango, for putting it all in perspective, not only for Tom Baker and his family, but also for those of you that get your hands on his book, and you will be greatly blessed. One Dog's Faith, How My Dog Helped Me Trust in God and Overcome Chronic Worrying. Tom Baker on Bill Martinez Live. Tom, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Wanna be like my Jesus.
Me fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and this is a real special time. Todd Agnew joins us now. From Grace to Glory, the chart-topping 7-time Dove Award dominator, singer-songwriter, worship leader, has unveiled his latest project a couple of months ago, a 16-track collection of new songs, as well as unreleased, remixed, and favorite tracks from the vault. And, of course, we're reminded ever so subtly, Todd, of how God has blessed you and is blessing us through your music and your talents. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Well, Grace to Glory is a musical chronicle of your journey of faith and ministry. Tell our audience, let's get into the heart and soul of Grace to Glory. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, the project itself is a compilation record, so it kind of covers the last 15 years of music, and so we had a chance to put together all these songs, and we decided to do a couple of new songs, and then make half of the record kind of the hits, the songs mm-hmm. that people already love and can now buy all on one record. But then we decided for the other half of the record, rather than kind of have everybody's second favorite songs, we decided to go back through my career and find the songs we wish people had that mm-hmm. Were part of a book or part of another project, and so it's really been a beautiful season for me just to reflect on how good God has been to me, and getting to share those stories through these songs.
A lot of people You know, this is why they write down their daily experiences for you as you, you know, review the hits and more hits of From Grace to Glory. It is a narrative. It's a scrapbook of sorts, a tapestry of your walk with God, isn't it?
It definitely is, and that was unexpected for me. Mm. I was doing the record because the label suggested that we take this approach to the next record, and I thought that was a fine suggestion. But I was really surprised how kind God was as all these stories came back, and I got to look back over the last 15 years and then have gotten to go play shows now and start to retell those stories. It's really been a beautiful time.
Yeah, it's kind of a musical journal of sorts, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really a much better description than a compilation record. But that's what it is. It's all these little segments of what God was doing in that moment. And so it's, you know, I guess in the Bible we call it an Ebenezer. It's a moment, right. A stone of remembrance. Mm-hmm. And now I'm getting to go back across those years and actually sit down with people in shows this weekend and go back and say, look how God was good here, look how good he was here, and look how good he was here.
And the thing is, what it involves here, because God always does things horizontally and vertically. You have your worship to God, but after the worship to God, you can't help but have it extend to those around you. So whether it's family, friendships, the audience, you know, your fans that have followed you, you know, they're blessed because of what God is doing through you. And, you know, that's a part of this, this whole narrative as well, isn't it?
It definitely is. You know, Paul said it, speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Now, the psalms, the hymns, and the spiritual songs are all about God and what he's doing. But the instruction is actually to speak to one another in those things. And that's what we get the chance to do. That's what I get the chance to do all the time, and I'm so grateful for it. That I do love to worship him for what he's done, but I also love to share those things with other people and let them get to have the same opportunity I do to celebrate who he is and what he's done.
Can you kind of relate to God? I mean, you know, the Bible says that God sings over us, you know, and that idea, that picture of God singing over us, and you get to be, you know, God's troubadour, you know, taking the songs of heaven and singing over his creation, you know, his people, those that he sent his son for. And those that he's redeeming that says, look, it's, you're not home yet, but soon you will be.
Right.
Is that cool?
There was,
I like that.
It's wonderful, man. When I was a young worship leader, I ran into a song called When the Night is Falling by Dennis Jernigan. Mm. And it was taken from that verse, Zephaniah 3:17, that God sings over us. And man, I've always loved that, that picture. And I do think we always get that opportunity. Anytime we are singing who he is and what he has done, we're getting to be some of the voice of that, being shared with other people.
Now, Todd, I understand you're finishing up your master's at Dallas Theological Seminary. I mean, you're a busy man. How do you get time to, be involved in a master's program? Or that's what your family is asking, right?
I don't know. I didn't mean to do this. Like, this wasn't what I set out to do.
Right.
But my wife brought it up and really encouraged me in this way, just saying, hey, Todd, you study more than anybody I know, and you're not in school. This is just who God made you to be. And really challenged me in that way. And I got the opportunity to go to DTS and have really loved it. I'm finished with all my classes. I have to write, you know, my thesis. I have to write one big paper, and I'm done with my master's, and then probably going to turn around and start on PhD. And,
right.
So it's definitely a busy time for all of us.
So is your wife practicing, you know, Dr. Todd Agnew? Because then, you know, when you make reservations at a restaurant, you get to say, yes, making reservations for Dr. Todd Agnew.
we have teenage kids. We don't go to restaurants where you have to make reservations. She will be no more impressed with me being a doctor than she was with me being a rocker.
Right.
She knew me when we were 15 years old, and we have been friends for a long time. And so
you've been blessed many times over, huh? That's great.
I have. She knows me inside and out, and those superficial things don't impress her much, but she walks with me in and out of every day.
Well, tell her the grand reservation that you have is at the banquet table that's awaiting the two of you and your family come at that prescribed time that God has set for us. That's going to be a grand time there.
It will be.
No reservations required, right? You don't have to use PhD at that point.
They're not going to be impressed by that.
So From Grace to Glory, this newly released project, and like you say, this, musical journal of your life. And as you go through and these songs and it's always hard to ask an artist, what is your favorite? You know, it's like saying, what is your favorite child? Right.
Right. Yeah, that's what I've always said. That's always been my response was, I couldn't pick one of my favorite kids, and how am I supposed to pick? This is my favorite time that God acted in my life. I mean, the grace that he has shown me is miraculous and magnificent every time it shows up. Really going back through the record, it was a celebration for me and continues to be, to be grateful for what he did in this moment and in that moment. A lot of times it's not the hit songs. It's the other songs. It's, Isaiah 6 from the second record. Just what a moment of learning about worship that was for me and getting to express that. It's been such a joy. To look back through all these things and then to look at the new songs and go, look, this God is still active. He is still faithful. And it's a powerful moment.
Well, whether it's God or a moment of revelation, you relate that Glory to Our Great Redeemer was inspired from DTS and your experience in the master's program.
Yeah, I read a book a long time ago that asked why we use so many metaphors for salvation. We say that we're redeemed and pardoned and adopted and all these different things that are all different. So shouldn't we find the one that's right? And it was taking a class at DTS that allowed me to really find that God uses all those to paint a beautiful picture of salvation. And that turned into this song.
Glory to Our Great Redeemer, and so many more on From Grace to Glory, Todd Agnew, chart-topping, seven-time Dove Award-nominated singer, songwriter, and worship leader. Todd, all the best to you and your family. Congratulations on the project. Available now, so do not walk. You run straight to the store. Get your hands on this audio CD, Grace to Glory, From Grace to Glory, from Todd Agnew. Todd, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time you spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer.